End of course test. Listening 1. Speaker 1.
Last year we did the whole American road trip thing, you know, East Coast to West Coast, and it was awesome. We'd all been really looking forward to it and enjoyed every minute of it. One thing, though, being on the road for that long means you don't take the little things for granted anymore. Like having lots of clean towels in the cupboard and things like that.
Speaker 2.
A few years back, we did a tour of Southeast Asia, and even though my dad hadn't been overly keen on going and was so miserable at the beginning, he'd wanted to go round Australia instead. He stepped up to the mark in the end and got really into the whole thing. And I realised what a huge difference that made for all of us. I mean, who'd want to go on holiday with someone with the wrong attitude? No thanks.
Speaker 3.
My family did a UK-wide trip last summer, all along the coast and inland as well. I think because we were staying local, nobody really took it too seriously, and we ended up with a fair few problems on our hands. We can laugh about it now, I suppose, but there is a lesson to be learned, and that's that you have to do something in the way of planning. Otherwise, you could end up ruining the whole thing.
Speaker 4.
We went to Canada a couple of years ago and spent ages getting organised. We thought we'd thought of everything, but there were a few things we completely overlooked. So if you're planning a big trip, don't leave everything to the last minute. However long you think you need, add a few weeks onto that and you'll save yourself a lot of hassle down the line.
Speaker 5.
Our journey round the Far East was amazing. It helped that my parents speak Mandarin, Chinese and Japanese between them, and it was really cool to experience cultures that are so different to ours. I think we all took a lot away from that trip, you know, in one way or another. And actually, I wouldn't mind doing it all again someday when I'm older.